Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 79 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, 59. Cloudy skies tomorrow, 76. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we are officially into the month of November, the temperatures may finally start cooling down some across the Plain State, but that is a cause for concern for the Kansas Department of Transportation, as they've reported a staff shortage. It could impact how quickly they can remove snow and ice from the roads coming up this winter. KNDY News reports that according to the Secretary of Transportation, Julie Lawrence, they say the agency is nearly 25% short on snowplow operators in all cities all across Kansas. They say that the local offices around the state have been preparing since September of this year with sand, salt, and other materials to be fully stocked. And employees have been through multiple days of training and pre-maintenance on the snow plows in preparation for the potential snow or ice. But because of the shortage of workers, they are reminding motorists to check road conditions and weather forecasts before their travels may be delayed if needed. You can also go online to the Can Drive website for 24/7 updated highway conditions, or you can call the Kansas phone system at 511.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. The latest national poll from the Wall Street Journal was released on Tuesday, just 1 week before Election Day, showing that Republicans in the state of Kansas have a 2-point lead over Democrats in a general congressional ballot. According to KSNT News, the report showed that 46% of registered voters would vote for the GOP candidates for Congress if election was held today, as opposed to the 44% that would vote Democrat. Overall, economic issues were the number one priority, with many Democrats focusing on the abortion issue that has showed a drop in interest over the last few weeks. Overall, the poll showed that over half of all voters said they believe congressional Republicans could best get inflation under control, or roughly a quarter said that congressional Democrats would best be able to do it. In other news, a math teacher from the city of Manhattan has been honored this week for her outstanding and impactful initiatives beyond the classroom. KSNT News reports the math teacher, Jancy Davis of USD 383, was one of only 8 Kansas State College of Education alumni across the state of Kansas to be awarded a $5,000 community service stipend.
B.F. Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire are offering $70 back when you buy 4 new B.F. Goodrich Trail Terrain TA tires. With your qualifying purchase, get $70 back via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Account after online submission. Offer valid through November 15. For complete details, contact Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. $70 back with your qualifying purchase of 4 B.F. Goodrich TA all-terrain tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After a conviction earlier this year and sentenced to probation for lying to the FBI, former Congressman Jeff Fortenberry has appealed the conviction following what his legal team says was in, quote, unprecedented prosecution. NBC Nebraska Scott's Bluff reports that the congressman filed the appeal on Friday last week with the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit, saying the conviction should be overturned for having an improper venue and inadequate jury instructions. As according to the document, they say that the jury instructions existed as, quote, failed to appropriately define a key element of the charge. In other news, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Police Department is investigating a report of sexual assault that occurred on the UNL city campus. NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff reports that the event happened on Sunday morning between midnight and 6 a.m. just northwest of 12th and R Street. They say the suspect is described as a white male between 19 and 22 years old with short dark hair and is yet to be identified. The investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite team colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at MySistersClosetKansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at My Sister's Closet in Waterville.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The cold weather rule designed to help Kansans behind on utility payments to avoid disconnection during winter months is now in effect through March 31st. With energy costs expected to rise this winter, protections could be more critical than ever in keeping individuals and families safe and connected. Midwest households heating with natural gas could see bills increase by a third. Those using electric heat could pay nearly 10% more. If the weather's colder than expected, those numbers could be higher. While the rule's in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect to customer service when local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The KCC implemented the rule to prevent utility companies from disconnecting customers' natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold, and requires companies offer a 12-month payment plan to allow customers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact the company to make those arrangements. Payment plan terms to maintain or restore service require customers agree to pay 1/12 of the amount owed, 1/12 of the current bill, full amount of any disconnection or reconnection fee, plus applicable deposit to the utility. The remaining balance must be paid in equal payments over the next 11 months, in addition to the current monthly bill. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utility companies under the Kansas Corporation Commission jurisdiction. Information about the rule is available on the Kansas Corporation Commission website. Luke Myers has joined the staff of K-State Research and Extension River Valley District as Agriculture and Natural Resources Extension Agent in the Clay Center office. He grew up in rural Pennsylvania, active in 4-H and FFA. With a college degree in Ag Economics from Kansas State, he has experience working with farmers in Ag Policy as a developer and Ag Financial Operations. Ag and Natural Resource Agents develop and deliver educational programming related to agronomic and livestock production, ag economics, management, and public policy. River Valley Extension District offices include Belleville, Clay Center, Concordia, and Washington. Marysville Police have been awarded a state grant to purchase new equipment for use during traffic stops, receiving $46,000 to purchase new radios, cameras, and radar to assist with stops, communication, and recording capabilities in drug-related arrests and with individuals experiencing mental distress. An informational meeting is planned Wednesday, November 2nd, at Nemaha Hall Central High School in Seneca to outline a proposed $24.2 million bond issue for classroom additions, high school renovations, an early childhood development center, as well as cafeteria improvements at the elementary and middle school. Renovations are also planned at the Career and Technical Education facility with the bond issue, a 25-year bond that would generate 14.75 mils and will be on the November 8th general election ballot. It follows defeat of a $37.6 million bond issue a year ago. The meeting Wednesday opened to the public at 7 p.m. at Nemaha Central High School in Seneca.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer but breezy throughout these next couple of days before a large cold front starts to move through over Thursday night. Some showers and thunderstorms will be likely starting Thursday night and continue into the weekend. For today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. South wind staying breezy between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Staying mild overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the region on Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. And south winds still between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Temperatures will start to shift over Thursday night, some showers and thunderstorms likely, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 60s. And south winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And staying cooler on Friday with more rain showers. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November 61, record high on this date 88, the average low 37, and the record low was 7. Sunrise this morning 7:56, sunset this evening at 6:26.
November is National Novel Writing Month. A little encouragement for would-be great American novelists today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 2nd. It is the 306th day of the year, and two U.S. presidents were born on this day, James Polk and Warren Harding. If you've been putting off writing your version of the great American novel, now might be a good time to start. November is National Novel Writing Month. That's a no-no RIMO to enthusiasts. It's an effort to provide encouragement and resources for would-be writers. In a recent survey, over 80% of Americans say they have a book in them. And there still may be hope that someone may actually read it. A decade-long decline in reading appears to have stabilized. Over half of young adults say they've read a book in the past year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more about reading online anytime at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State quarterback Adrian Martinez has been named among 15 finalists for the William V. Campbell Trophy, given to college football top scholar athletes. KWCH News reports that the 15 finalists have been chosen from all levels of college football by the National Football Foundation, with each of them earning an $18,000 postgraduate scholarship. The candidates are judged on accomplishments and leadership qualities shown on the field, as well as in the classroom and the community. Previous winners of the Campbell Trophy include Iowa State tight end Charlie Kohler from last year and former Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, along with Christian Wilkins of Clemson. In other news, the Kansas City Royals have officially announced that Matt Cotraro has been named as the 18th full-time manager for the franchise. KWCH News reports that the formal introduction will be made to the media on Thursday this week in an interview room at Kauffman Stadium. He had spent the last five baseball seasons sitting with Tampa Bay, both as the bench coach and the third base coach.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eck Ford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's end.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed has been sentenced on Tuesday this week for the drunk driving, speeding, and hitting two parked cars from last year, leaving a five-year-old girl with serious brain injury. Fake News reports that Reed did plead guilty back in September to driving while intoxicated, causing serious bodily injury. The charge potentially carries a maximum penalty of 7 years in prison. However, prosecutors say during the plea hearing they agreed to ask for a maximum sentence for 4 years in prison. At the end, they all agreed to give Reed 120 days in jail and 5 years of probation. According to the court documents, he was intoxicated and driving roughly 84 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone when his Dodge truck hit the cars on an entrance ramp to Interstate 435 near Arrowhead Stadium. In other news, Kansas State cross-country championships are officially over, with some big scores for some Kansas teams, including the Winnebago boys winning the 4A state championship with a score of 48. Washburn Rural girls finished third in the 6A division. Shawnee Heights boys also placed eighth in the 5A division, with the Topeka Seaman girls finishing fourth in 5A.
Several of the regional football games across Kansas, which were scheduled Friday, have been advanced to Thursday on account of impending weather. The Axtell football game hosting Central Christian will be moved to Thursday evening at 6. Slated Friday evening, Frankfort at Lebo at 6, Hanover at Canton Galva at 7, and Centralia hosting Jeff County North. We'll air the Axtell game on Thursday evening, Hanover game Friday evening, live on KNDY-FM, 95.5.
Plant hyacinths now for a bit of added fragrance and color indoors this winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hyacinths, like other spring flowering bulbs, need a cold period to initiate flowering. Most hyacinth bulbs purchased for the garden need 12 to 14 weeks of cool temperatures around 40 degrees. Prepared bulbs have received some chilling but still need an additional 9 to 10 weeks of 40 degrees. The refrigerator is the perfect place to chill the bulbs. Just avoid storing bulbs with apples and other fruit that give off the ripening hormone ethylene that can interfere with flowering. Consider using one of the hyacinth jars for a fun and artistic look. Fill the bottom of the jar with water until it rises just below the bulb. Place the planted bulb in the refrigerator for the required chilling. Once chilled, move to a warm, bright location and wait for flowers to appear. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with poinsettia poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase poinsettia poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Although his time here in North Dakota was not long if measured in number of days, the quality of that time and the impact it made on his life, in turn, impacted Americans forever. We'll head to a famous ranch next on The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Considering Theodore Roosevelt's childhood, it may seem odd that this Easterner ever headed west to one day own a cattle ranch.
He was used to the good life. His father had passed away. He did have an annual inheritance. At one time, he thought he could be a writer, maybe a scientist.
Bruce Kay says Roosevelt came here in 1883 to hunt buffalo. He fell in love with the land and bought a cattle ranch before heading home. One of the buildings from that ranch, the Maltese Cross Cabin, still stands, although it has seen a lot of the country.
When the cabin was built here in 1883-84, during that winter, it probably was meant to last just a few years. But when he became president, people came out here, tried to find things that had belonged to Mr. Roosevelt. They found the cabin. But the folks that came out here took it apart. They took it to the World's Fair in St. Louis, where it sat there during the Louisiana Exposition.
And from there, the cabin went to Portland, Oregon, then to Fargo, then to the Capitol grounds in Bismarck for 50 years, before finally making it back to its original home near Medora, North Dakota in 1959. Roosevelt's time on the ranch prepared him for public office and taught him the importance of conservation and stewardship of the land.
When he became president, he set land aside to protect wildlife. He saw that the land itself can be harmed from too much use if it's not taken care of. So while he was president, through Congress and his actions, he established 5 national parks.
He also established 18 national monuments during his presidency. Today, Theodore Roosevelt National Park stands as a tribute to the man who ranched here. Traveling the countryside in Medora, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction for John and William Mason Friday, November 4th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center, 160 acres more or less in southeast Marshall County. The farmland includes 135 acres of terraced cropland, The balance Hayde Waterways pond and light timber. Farm's primarily been in a corn and bean crop rotation and is located along a Good Rock Road 4 miles south of Vermilion on 29th Terrace Road on the east side. The Nemaha County line is a mile to the east. This land is located in a good farming community and should merit consideration of anyone wanting individual unit or add-on acres. 160 acres Marshall County cropland selling at auction Friday, November 4th at 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Details online at olmstedrealestate.com. Olmsted Real Estate broker and auctioneers.
Winter weather can strike just about anywhere, anytime. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Riding out the storm will be easier if you've prepared a winter emergency kit when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
My fondest memories of childhood were when a fierce winter storm knocked out power and the roads were closed for days. We sat around the fireplace to keep warm and rode the snowmobile into town because that was the only way to get there. I don't recall having issues with food and water, but when you're impacted by winter weather, it's always a good idea to be prepared with an emergency kit. Ashley Mueller is an Extension Disaster Education Coordinator at the University of Nebraska. She says your kit should include enough supplies to get you and your family through 3 days.
So, of course, water and food, very important. Water, the recommended amount is about a gallon per person for at least 3 days, but additional water is always suggested. Food, non-perishable items, and a non-electric can opener. And then other supplies would include, you know, a flashlight, radio, cell phone charger that maybe has a battery backup.
Also toss in hand sanitizer, paper towels, plastic bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation if water supplies are limited. Put everything in a sturdy storage container with a lid. Mueller recommends having a kit for your pets with food, water, and other things to keep them comfortable.
I know sometimes storms can cause stress, not only for people, but for our furry and four-legged friends as well. So, you know, things that might make them more comfortable, such as a special toy or, you know, even some treats so that you can focus on weathering it out rather than being stressed.
Make another emergency kit just for stress relief. Throw in a deck of cards, puzzles, games, and other family entertainment that will keep your mind off of what's going on outside. You'll find more tips for building winter emergency kits at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
Most people find it easy to talk about their flaws and bad habits. But what about sharing your good habits? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. When it comes to the things we do well, many of us can be too shy to share them with others. We get worried we'll be perceived as prideful or arrogant. So I'm going to practice what I preach and share a couple thoughts with you. When it comes to money, here's a few good habits that have helped me. Make sure you have an emergency savings bucket, a rainy day fund so you can cover unexpected expenses. Only use debt when it's necessary. Too much debt can encumber you and make it harder to prepare for the future and give to others. Finally, live below your means. You don't want to be strapped for cash. You know what's the best habit of all? Asking God daily to guide you to be wise with money. That's one sure way to live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Standing up for animal-based protein and animal agriculture today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Despite the development of plant-based meats in recent years and the efforts of activists to portray animal agriculture as evil, we need animal protein in the world. Dr. Shirley Terawali is Assistant Director General of the International Livestock Research Institute and chairs the Global Agenda for Sustainable Livestock.
If we're going to feed 10 billion people in the next few decades, we need all the solutions, but we don't need all of the solutions in all of the places.
Terawali says context matters.
We all of us aspire to nutritious, healthy, sustainable diets. But for some of us, that might mean eating less meat, milk, eggs. It may mean that we have a choice and we can decide not to eat those products and we can go to the pharmacy and buy supplements. But for many, many people, billions around the world, they don't have that choice. And at the moment, increasing a little bit of meat or milk or egg in the diet would make a huge difference to growth, to cognitive ability, and thus to how the kids are going to learn in school. And what does that mean for future economic development, even perhaps?
More on the subject tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Quality, integrity, durability. The values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, weekly paychecks, comprehensive insurance package with $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more, apply online at Landall.com, phone 785-562-5381, EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, November the 2nd. Well, the USDA has some scary news about the new winter wheat crop. Here's Gary Crawford.
All this week, we've been exposed to all sorts of scary movies and parties and costumes, but
the scariest news of the week is related to the winter wheat crop.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, to start with, there are some planting delays, emergence in many areas well behind normal, but he says the scariest news is this week's first USDA look at winter wheat condition. To put it bluntly,
we have winter wheat in pretty rough shape in many of the nation's major production areas. Just 28% of the winter wheat rated in good to excellent condition, 35% of the crop, very poor to poor, not the numbers you want to see here in late October.
In fact, Rippey says this week's condition numbers for the winter wheat crop are
the lowest for this time of year going back more than a decade.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey gives us some condition ratings for the winter wheat crop by state.
We do see, unfortunately, five states coming in of the 18 reporting states with their winter wheat initial condition report showing more than one-third of the crop rated very poor to poor, led by Texas, 65%, followed by Kansas, 42%, Nebraska, 38%, Oklahoma, 36%, and fifth, South Dakota, 34%, very poor to poor. We'll keep watching those areas. They all need rain.
That's Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist, giving condition ratings for the wheat crop by state. And speaking of the USDA, be on the lookout for their questionnaire that's being sent out this month. And that's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, November the 2nd.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gather. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
At Kramer Oil, they know you have options when it comes to a propane provider. But why call an out-of-town company when Kramer Oil is local, reliable, and flexible? Personal attention and propane when you need it, where you need it, along with convenient text ordering options. New customers get 10 cents off per gallon on their first delivery. Contact them by calling or texting 785-562-2466. The Kramer Oil family, serving your family since 1976.
As winter draws closer, evaluate your pasture and make any necessary improvements. A little work now can mean big returns next spring and summer on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Your pasture to bed for the winter, you have a to-do list. Take a close look at what's growing and its condition. There are several important things you can do now to keep your pasture looking great and give it a healthy boost for next year. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says many grass species decrease over time, leaving room for undesirable vegetation and weeds to thrive. So all pastures need to be evaluated for stand quality. Early fall is best for reseeding, but other adjustments can be made.
If we wait till January to do that, we can't do anything in that. So if we do make a decision, whatever it is, whether it's to reestablish, whether it's to fertilize, whether it's to control weeds, whether it's to put some more cross fencing in so we can graze better throughout the fall, all of those are important right now.
Evaluate the forage that's available from your pasture and how you can most efficiently use it in the winter.
how we can use it as long in the winter as possible, thus minimizing the amount of stored feed. And then also, what are our weak points within our forage program, whether it's a pasture or hay, and also soil fertility. The most important investment is a soil test. From there, we can make the right economic and agronomic decisions as to what we're going to apply from the standpoint of fertility.
Healthy grasses are still growing and tasty, but don't let your animals overgraze. It's important to leave 6 inches of stubble as you go into winter. This gives the grass a chance to store up nutrients, regenerate roots, and be healthier in the spring. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about fall pasture care at agriculture.com.
A wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right. Remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, the one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday. Well, the markets are reacting to a couple of pieces of news. One about the Russia situation, where they reversed their decision to halt grain exports. That decision has impacted the grain markets. Also, the drought monitor reveals that a lot of droughts in the U.S., as we know that in this part of the country, but it's the worst drought ratings in history. And so the markets are reacting right now. Corn, for example, for December, currently at 687.5. That's down 10.25 on this Wednesday. Corn for March is 693. That's down 9.5. Looking at Kansas City wheat for December, down 49.75 on this Wednesday. Wow. For December, 940.25 is your current price. Kansas City wheat for March at 938.25, down 48.25 after being up Monday, Tuesday. Oats for December, 389.75. That's down 9.75. Oats for March at 395.25. That's down 11.5. Soybeans for November, 1439.75. That's up 4. Soybeans for January, 1453.5. That's up 6 currently. Live cattle for December, 151.45. That's down 50 cents per 100. Live cattle for February, 154.92.5. That's down 32.5 cents. Feeder cattle for November, 179.12.5. That's up $2.20. And feeder cattle for January, 180.37.5. And that's up $2.15. Crude oil for December up today at up $1.55 per barrel at $89.92. Crude oil for January up $1.53. That's at $88.72 per barrel. Stock market not doing well today. Dow Jones down 74, NASDAQ down 122, and S&P down 25. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
You might have beaver fever with the fur bearer trapping season starting soon. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist, gives insight on fur bearer trapping, the misconceptions, and his advice for the upcoming trapping season.
A fur bearer is one of the species of wildlife that is taken or harvested for its fur. There's several different species in Kansas. We have 13. In North America in general, there would be about 26. So the different species that we have in Kansas would be a badger, a beaver, a muskrat, otter, raccoon, opossum, mink, bobcat, red fox, swift fox, gray fox, and there's probably some more that I forgot to list, but I've lost track of which ones I've said. Coyotes are not listed as a fur bearer in Kansas because they have different regulations, but they're also a species that's harvested for fur.
Ricketts explains some of the misconceptions to fur bearer trapping and some management practices that ensure safety.
In general, we hear lots of misconceptions about trapping. One of those is based on a lot of the traps that we see depicted on television have teeth. Some of them actually look like a monster's mouth. And that's a huge myth and misconception. There are what we call best management practices that have been developed based on research on how to make traps more humane for the different species. Also, how to make them more selective so that we're not accidentally catching species that we don't want to be catching and those sorts of things. And based on those best management practices, we're not allowed to have any traps in Kansas that have teeth on them. So that sort of dispels that myth. In terms of selectivity, traps can be very selective for the species that we want to trap them with. And we probably don't have enough time to talk about how they're selective. But just to reinforce that, during the trap tests that they've done for the best management practices, only 5% of the captures in any traps were domestic species like dogs or cats. And of those species, none of those individuals had injuries that they needed to go to a veterinarian for.
Ricketts gives his advice for people trapping this season and recommends reaching out to producers.
Education is important. Finding areas where the species that they might be looking for, the species that they're trying to target, could be abundant. Look for sign. That's going to be tracks and scat. Also, reach out to producers in the area. See if there are producers who are needing help with problems that are caused by fur bearers, because that's an important role that trappers play that maybe we'll get into a little bit more in another segment, is helping producers or landowners with problems that nuisance wildlife can cause sometimes.
That's K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts with insight on fur bearer trapping. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.